morning.
Good morning.
Okay, who do we, is this Bridget?
Audra.
Audra, how are you this morning?
I'm good, how are you?
Wonderful, thank you. Wonderful. So, we have Kelly on this morning?
Nope, not yet.
Okay, we'll wait a few moments for him to join us. That must be Kelly. And Bridget.
Oh, this is Kelly.
Hello, Kelly. How are you?
Good.
We're good. We're good. It's kind of been a crazy week. We've had our computers down since...
Oh, boy.
I guess it's been... We're on day four now, so...
4 days? That's unbelievable.
4 days. Yeah, it's 4 days.
Can you connect remotely?
I can via my cell phone to a certain, you know, to like my visual email, but
right.
I can't. We're having to drop trades manually, and you know, I can see my Quotron, and that's about it.
Oh boy. Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's been kind of an interesting week, and of course, Bridget was out last week on spring break. So that's what she got to come back to.
Spring break. Bridget, did you go to Christie or something?
I went to San Diego, but now I'm thinking I should have maybe just stayed there and not come back. I'm thinking right now.
Oh, boy. San Diego, you know, that's my hometown.
I know. I saw you visiting the SEALs.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Hopefully you had a good time down there.
I did. It's pretty chilly, I have to say.
But yeah,
I usually go in the summer, so I guess I wasn't really thinking.
Well, the weather pattern is a little bit screwy, I must say, right now. And, you know, we've been getting a lot of rain up here, snow,
the
Sierras. And so for skiers, it's just been terrific. So, well, look, I'm glad that you're all on the call. You know, I had a couple of things that I wanted to talk about where we left off last call. I like to start the calls off with what's on your mind. And, you know, I took a look at, you know, kind of the things that we wanted to make sure we covered. You know, we have hit the business plan pretty rigorously. Time management and freeing up a more client and prospect facing time was really what the whole process and organization was about. So, but let me kind of stop there and hear from you in terms of, you know, the most pressing issues that's on your mind right now and any concerns that you have, and we'll address those. And then we'll talk about, you know, some client acquisition kinds of things. So tell me what's going on.
I guess it was 2 weeks ago we spoke, and then we were out for a week on spring break, and then we came back to this. So it's been, I mean, I can't report on what I could say is like anything that's new since we spoke last, I guess is one way to say it. I've reached out to a CPA that is, I apologize, I've got this phone ringing in the background. I'm going to turn it down. It's kind of annoying noise here. But anyway, it's on my cell phone, and it's not a client. It's some bogus call. But anyway, you know, we have right now, I think on my end, at least, and I don't want to speak for Bridget or Audra, on my end, it's, I think things are going generally well. Okay. I will say that. I think I'm a little bit frustrated in that, like, we got three referrals in from the PO relationship that we mentioned last time, and I thought they were going to be pretty big accounts. I thought, you know, three accounts, maybe, I don't know, $5 million. And one of the three is a startup, which means it's zero. And then the other two collectively are probably about 1.3, 1.4 million, something like that on a good day. And so it was about 70% less than what I thought. And, you know, I've, that being said, the PO people are openly and understandably saying, well, we're going to send you our small ones first, see how you handle those, and then we'll bring the big stuff after that. And I don't, you know, honestly, I don't fault them for that. But I know what you're thinking, just because I know you pretty well, Curtis. And it's like, well, what about the Max Min discussion? And what's kind of interesting about this particular PEO plan is that they can have like 200 member companies go into this thing eventually. And for compliance purposes and for annual review purposes, it's all treated as one account, like one relationship, okay? And so, like, I know one advisor in Houston, and I don't know how long he's been doing this, but he's got one PEO client and hundreds of companies that are in this PEO plan, and this thing has $700 million of assets in it.
Okay.
You know, and he's grossing, I don't know, he's probably grossing off of that one account and all those relationships, couple $1 million a year, you know.
Right.
And so this thing has the potential over an extended period of time to be that. And we feel very, very confident in the management and the salespeople that we've met. And Audra put together a really, really neat, with Audra and Bridget and one of the employees who's the operations manager at the PEO put together a training schedule to train over like a 6 or 7 month period, all of their employees. Now, I think there's about 15 reps total in the company, but we didn't want to do a one and done story where we just, you know, went in one day, trained them, and expected them to start sending business. We've done our first month's training with them. We have at least 6 more months of training to go. The business bank, the merchant bank that's participating in this sort of, I guess, mastermind group, if you want to call it that, I spoke with their CEO and their president and their director of marketing yesterday, and They want to piggyback on those same meetings so that we all meet together and train all the reps at the same time, which, you know, I was like, we're more than happy to facilitate that for you. They need to get buy-in, the same buy-in that we got from the CEO, the PEO.
Right.
So we're going to be meeting about that, and it's an agenda item in our meeting coming up on the 29th of March. That got moved back. That was supposed to be 3 days ago, and we had to move it because of a schedule conflict between the bank CEO and that particular meeting date. So anyway, but, you know, we're meeting as a group on a monthly basis, and then there's a separate meeting that's like a training meeting where we're training them on what to look for. We have a written referral form that, you know, their reps fill out and then send in to us. They scan it and send it to us. We got three of those in the past 10 days. Those are the three accounts I was just referring to. And we're able to go out on joint calls together. I spoke with a guy by the name of Scott Rognaby in our corporate office in Minneapolis, who I know real well. And he's familiar with PEOs, and he's a big fan of them. He thinks there's a lot of cross-selling opportunities. And he said that there's no problem with us going out with their reps and providing sort of a joint message to the client about the collective services of the PEO, the bank, and our group. So So that's good. That's all really good news. Our marketing materials being well received. That's the corporate wellness solution stuff that you gave us. And what we're looking at now, which is kind of interesting, is using that material, which you helped us develop, to this is an agenda item on the next meeting on the 29th with everybody, is taking that marketing piece and sort of combining it into a joint marketing piece. And I don't know to what extent, you know, I can get that through compliance, but I stressed vehemently to the bank president and all of his people that, like, you cannot send anything out with our name on it without getting compliance approval, yada, 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 just to, you know, CYA. But that's where we are with things. And then there's a CPA in Corpus Christi that's also a pension consultant, and he's offered to take us after tax season to five of their different branches and introduce us to their partners to start driving business toward the practice that way. So those are the kind of the two centers of influence that we're working with the most right now. We also have a CPA that's in the nonprofit space that's agreed to do similar things, just not as far along in the relationship, but he's probably the top CPA for nonprofits in San Antonio and South Texas. And he's introduced us into a group of about 400 nonprofits that he says there's not any other investment advisors that are a member of this group. It's called the Nonprofit Council. So it's a group of nonprofits that all, you know, are in this trade association together and are located here in South Texas. I have a hard time believing there's not any other financial advisors that are in that group, but if they are, they don't have a very strong presence apparently. So those are the three COIs that we're working right now. And we're getting some new assets in the door. I'm a little bit fuzzy. It's probably because of what's gone on in the last week with being out of the office on spring break and then coming back to, you know, the technology situation, kind of working in a different environment than what we're accustomed to. But I don't really have as firm a grasp on like what the next series of calls are going to look like, because I haven't looked at my report. That, I mean, Bridget's got all that under control, but you know, but I'm just looking out a month and just trying to make sure that, you know, the calls are done properly. And in some cases, this week I kind of had to re-jostle some things. So, but I think overall the calls are going well. Got some more going this afternoon, and that's all I can tell you right now. But, you know, things are I think things are moving along. I don't think we're really doing, and this is on me, it's not on anybody else. I don't think we're doing an adequate job right now of tracking, like, our progress towards our goals in terms of AUM and production and that kind of thing. So that's kind of an area where I feel like we need to, as a group, step it up.
Okay. So that's kind of where we left off last time. And the other thing, that before I get into that tracking of goals, I wanted to just, you know, ask a question. When you were speaking with a prospect, and, you know, there's this wealth of knowledge that you have, but are you articulating also how you work and your service model and the level of client that is your preference to work with? You know, so that they kind of know in the back of their mind, look, I'm going to refer this small account, and however, in the back of our mind, we know what your expectations are as an advisory organization. So do you feel that they know that? Have they been educated and brought up to speed in terms of your service model and the client that you work with? And, you know, you're going to do a little favor here and that there, but your target is still your target. And you're happy to accommodate them on that relationship, but your focus because your that business is so intense and requires so much of your time and effort that you might as well get the big account. So how are they responding to that? Or, you know, are you kind of letting them know what your service expectations are?
Yeah. I mean, here's the deal. We told them initially, you know, this is what we normally work with on a minimum. And they're like, yeah, we don't want to send you a bunch of small accounts. Nobody wants that. And the issue is they'll get a client that's an existing client, like an insurance agency, let's say, and they go, well, we've had this plan for, you know, 20 years and there's 14 participants, and they have no idea, nor does the plan in many cases have any idea what the total assets are, but they refer them in, you know. And so that's what's going on with the PEO is it's not so much that we haven't had the discussion, and it's not so much that they're not willing to be respectful of the fact that, you know, we don't want small potatoes.
Right.
It's a matter of them not being able to know or have access to data at
okay.
the ready, and to ask, you know, a prospect, well, you know, what's your size, you know, when they're already a client of theirs.
Right.
I think is awkward for them because they're like, well, heck, we get this much in revenue from property and casualty. We get this much in revenue for doing their payroll. We get this much in revenue for doing their health care plan. And so, you know, I think it's not – there's nothing in it for one of their reps to spend a bunch of time trying to dig around to find out how much money is in their retirement plan. You know, they might eventually get paid a finder's fee from the third-party administrator. We're working out some details on that. But you can't ask somebody to go dig for a bunch of stuff that they're not getting paid to do, you know. That's the issue.
Yeah. Okay. So as long as you're articulating, you know, your service model, how you work, you know, you're introducing people to, you know, the strategy of how you work, I think, you know, I think that's fine. But you alluded to kind of the broader issue, which we left off talking about last time, which is, okay, how do we make sure that, you know, we're really focusing in on our goals? So, you know, a couple of things that we talked about was the game board. And I alluded that there was a sample of that game board. There's one in the Supernova manual, but also in the book that I've written, I put a sample game board in there. I don't know if you had a chance to look at it, but it was on page 58 in the Supernova Advisor Teams book.
Yeah, well, I've got the manual here sitting on my desk. Let me pull it out here.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute. That's not it. I thought that was it. This is a different manual. So it's on what page, 258?
Well, actually, I was looking at the book, which had the game board on page 58. And let me see what page it might be on in your manual. If you go to the table of contents, it's probably. I keep my manual in a notebook, tabbed
okay.
off,
mm-hmm.
which helps me kind of retrieve information. And I know we have we've covered it, and now it probably makes you know, some sense. Let me just see if I can very quickly find it in the manual.
While you're doing that, I just had a thought. I'm going to make it an agenda item to address this plan size issue in the next meeting. I'm not going to put it at the top of the agenda or anything like that. I'll put it toward the bottom. But I'm going to mention to them that when we get a referral in and once we know the size, that we'll let them know internally, you know, this is the size of the plan, and that we'd like to shoot towards a certain minimum, just so we're not getting stretched to the four corners of the earth. And they'll understand and appreciate that. I mean, they're empathetic to that and understand that. And you know, we're not going to get any pushback there. But I think what we can do is what I've been doing. As I've just been telling them on these smaller ones, we're doing a conference call to introduce ourselves so that we don't go out and meet with them initially. And we gather everything that we need to get so that when we go meet with them, we can just close them in one meeting and just add them into the plan. You know, it's like another spoke in the hub of the plan, right?
Right.
And so instead of doing like two in-person meetings, we're doing a conference call, and then we're stacking all of our meetings. Like I've got a scheduled meeting with these plans that are 2 hours away with my rep that's helping me with it and his colleague that's providing support, you know, additional support. And we're stacking like, you know, six meetings in one day of people that have been referred to us. Now we've got three that have been referred and we're expecting three more to come. So, but we're stacking them all up 3 weeks from now, and between now and the next 3 weeks, we're having conference calls with them. And just kind of get all their information, and then we're just going in one day, and we're going to go sign here, sign here, sign here, sign here, because we're pretty convinced that after we meet with them for about an hour, they're going to go, well, heck yeah, I'm going to sign here, because I know, one, I know who I'm dealing with. Two, we're going to give them a written analysis in that meeting that shows them where there's, you know, benefit to being in it, and
right.
Then we just hand it over to a conversion team at Voya. And there's really not a lot of heavy lifting required on our parts here, other than we have to get a couple of shell account, like a shell account form opened for each
right.
account. And that's it. There's really, I mean, and Bridget's a, you know, just a machine at opening these things. So I want to stress to you that, you know, we put the thought into making sure that we can onboard these in an effective way. And, I think, you know, what my guys are telling me from the PEO is like, well, you brought us this big bank, and they're like, that's a ton of business for us potentially. And you're bringing this other CPA to us, that's a ton of business for us potentially. And so I think the reciprocity effect's going to kick in at some point, you know, where they go, okay, well, wait a minute, you know, we've gotten two really big intros here. And, you know, and I told them, I said, here's, you know, 30 clients that I can go introduce you to. That's easy. So by the time we do that over the next, I don't know, quarter or whatever, I think reciprocity is going to kick in, and we're going to start seeing some 5 million
right.
up type.
I mean, define the level of service for that segment. Okay.
Yeah. And what's nice is we converted their plan first. So all the reps and the owners and all that got to see the whole team and experience what the client is going to experience. And they were just like, we love this. This is wonderful. This is fantastic. So, you know, it's just a matter of being patient and working through the process so that we don't get overloaded. But at the same time, we, you know, communicate to them that, look, we want to see the big stuff too. We don't want to just see, you know, the startups.
Okay. So this game board, where we left off last time, in the Supernova manual,
mm-hmm.
Yours may be, the numbers may be a little different than the one I've been working through, but mine's on page 141 in the manual.
Okay.
It's chapter 11 on leadership. And it's in that acquisition section. So if you go to that, there should be a sample game board in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also have a sample in the book on page 58. But what the game board is designed to do, just to kind of, there's a couple of them in there. And what you're trying to do is kind of take stock of your activity level, okay? Now, some of this you know right off the top of the head. You know how many appointments you made, you know who you met with, and what you talked about. So the game board is designed for when you have a team meeting, it's a weekly meeting, where you very quickly go through you know, how are we doing with our referral model? You know, what was the goal? What was the actual, broken down by team member? In that case, it's either you or Audra. It's the 90-day free look, okay? How many people got enrolled in that? Your COIs, you know, and the referrals received from them and from your mastermind group, which, you know, you're doing really, really well with those two, the CPA referral or COI, the mastermind group.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Audra, then, on client plans reviewed, she might report on that, said, well, look, this week I had a target of 5. I got 3 done. The other 2 were on vacation or couldn't meet.
Mm-hmm.
The number of client meetings that were scheduled, the niche markets that you have, and like, you know, you talked about the nonprofit potential referral. Now, you reported on that, and I know that Audra is going to kind of take ownership of that strategy.
Mm-hmm.
So you're looking at that, and then Audra's the one that sits on these community boards.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what kind of actual did we have there, and any updates to your LinkedIn, you know, if you did a post, okay?
Yeah, on those last two items, I don't know to what extent. I mean, I think that's a good place to pick up on the next call with Audra in like, okay, what do you envision here? What kind of traction are you getting in terms of potential referrals from these two boards you're on? I know I'm on one at A&M, and
okay.
You know, they're meeting again on Friday, but I cannot make that meeting because I've got to be in Corpus to set up some stuff with the CPA there. So, and they only meet like twice a year. So it's a good networking event, and it's high-level donors within the A&M network, so that's good, and I meet interesting people there all the time. I mean, like one of my friends there is president of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and he and I are, you know, we're core buddies together, and I could call Charlie Carrington in Dallas and say, hey, you know, I want to find a way to sort of tell our story to some of your members, and how do I get to your highest level members within the chamber, U.S. Chamber of Commerce? You know, I mean, it's people like that. It's pretty high level stuff. Most of these folks have been, you know, in the C-suite of a corporation along the way. I mean, one of the guys I sat next to at the last lunch was CFO at Waste Management, which is, you know, a huge publicly traded company. So, and they're all alums. So I see the benefit of networking within that group. The local stuff, I got to be honest with you, you know, I'm involved in the community, like coach sports and stuff like that, but I don't really get involved in the social, the more, I guess, clubby type stuff. There's a lot of like little clubs that are more like country club type things, and I'm not opposed to that kind of stuff. It's just, I don't know, you know, by the time I do work and home and fatherhood and all that, I just really don't. I'm not really a club kind of guy. I'm not against it. It's just not the way I'm wired, if that makes any sense. I'm more inclined to be around that group of Aggies that, you know, are there to help, you know, promote the College of Liberal Arts at Texas, and that something like that, where I know we're giving something back to the students and to the community. That's something I'd spend time on, but just a bunch of foo-foo charity ball stuff, I do them because I have to, but I just kind of go there and have fun and leave, you know. It's not something where I glad hand people and try to get their business, because it's just not something I really want to do, honestly. And I know that sounds awful, but it's just, I'd rather just be upfront with you about it.
Yeah, not really. But look, you're working your VIPSA model. You've got the 90-day free look going. You got your COIs. You got your mastermind group.
Yeah. I don't really need all that other garbage, honestly. I'm not trying to sound arrogant, but I think if we just work what we're doing and refine, you know, and implement the game board and do the things that we need to do with existing clients on reviews and stuff, I think the business is going to come, you know. I have to get out there and work my ass off. I mean, it's going to be a lot of work, but I'm fine with that. That doesn't bother me.
You are literally working 6 to 7 of the 9 items, okay? That's fantastic. And right now, I would say just continue to streamline and perfect those without adding on any additional, okay?
Got it.
And I would say for Audra, stay on top of the planning, plan implementation, and building out the wellness capacity for nonprofits, the philanthropic services kind of capability. And that is really about it. That's something that you're going to be looking at over the next 3 and 4 years, okay?
Right.
You don't have to
right.
do everything tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I mean, there's no way to. But I think to have people in their slots and them to understand their slots and to be engaged and want to be doing what they're doing is the primary thing, you know. And, you know, it's my job partly as, I guess, where the buck stops within the group to sort of make sure that people feel like that what they're doing is important and that what they're doing is going to get rewarded, you know, that as the business grows over time, they're going to share in that and they're going to get, you know,
yeah.
reap the harvest, so to speak, because I don't want to be that producer that doubles or triples their business and then gives out, you know, a 5% bonus every year or something. You know, I don't believe in that. I think it needs to be more of a it needs to look and feel more like a cooperative, you know.
So that was really what I wanted to follow up with you on in terms of the game board. When you have your agendas, take a look, do a little mini review of how we're doing, the progress we're making. You're working the client acquisition strategies now. You are very aware of your time and your bandwidth, and that's probably something that I'm going to continue to challenge you on.
You should, honestly.
You know,
yeah.
You have X amount of capacity, and so we got to make it very, very meaningful because of the talent that you bring to the, you know, to the table with these client relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So you're doing, you know, extremely well, making great progress. I'm going to go back and look at your business plan again to see if there's any stones that we haven't turned over, you know.
And can I ask a favor too, Curtis? I know I'm
yes.
kind of jumping in there. So I'm getting ready tomorrow to send out the agenda for the March 29th meeting with the PEO and the bank.
Okay.
And it's just a rough draft because what I like to do is just send them a rough draft about a week before the meeting. And then that way everybody kind of gets to, you know, chime in and make sure that, you know, they get what's important to them on that agenda.
Okay.
But, I had a really good call yesterday, like I said, with the bank, and that's going to be a big part of what you see in the agenda is sort of bringing this bank into the picture. And they've been here all along. They just weren't as proactive about setting up a referral system. And so they want to duplicate the referral system that we've already put in place for them so that it's the same exact system. And, you know, there's not like one chassis for the bank and one chassis for our group. but that their reps just know, okay, well, if it's lending, it goes to BBT. If it's retirement plans or any kind of money management within the corporation, it goes to, you know, RBC and Kerr Wealth Management Group, that kind of thing. So, but if you don't mind, I'd like for you to look at that agenda and just make sure that, you know, I want you to take a look at it. And, you know, we'll probably get a final agenda out. I'm thinking to get the rough draft out tomorrow. We'll get the final one out by midweek next week, and then we'll have the meeting on the 29th. And then I'm meeting with the CPA in Corpus as the partner in charge of that branch this Friday, and we're getting four or five meetings set up there that I've already emailed him on. So, which him being willing to meet with me in tax season was pretty amazing, honestly. But I think we're going to do fine. It's going slower than I'd like at this stage, but that's not because of anything within the group, and it's certainly not because of anything you've done. It's just things are taking a little longer.
Okay. So I appreciate that, but I think this is all about to accelerate now.
I do too.
Does Audra have any questions, comments about anything, or Bridget, if they haven't disengaged at this point?
No.
Nope.
And I don't know if Audra joined
us
or not. I don't know if Audra's even been on the call. So.
Audra was on.
Oh, have you?
I was actually the first one. Yeah.
You were the first one. Okay, you just been very, very quiet. So, okay, good. You're the one who gets the gold star today for dialing in on the call first, but I was late, so my apologies.
Anything on your mind, Audra, that you know, we need to cover before we disengage?
No. I think the one thing that I want to make sure that we nail on this is the accountability tracking, you know, and that's not only for Kelly, but for me too, as far as the planning. I mean, what I see is, you know, just, you know, plans are great, but execution is everything. And so just making sure that we are, we're accountable, but also, you know, have, I don't know, some sort of a status report or, you know, some, I don't know what system you have.
Well, that's the game board. That's the game board. And that is putting on one column the items that you actually want to measure. You're going to want to reflect that what's in the business plan. And, you know, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to put together kind of a draft of a game board, and I'm going to send it to the team. And then what you can do, it'll be in Word. You can change some of the things that you want to measure. I think I have a good idea, but you can use that, and just on a weekly basis, spend 10 minutes to 15 minutes and talk about what did we set out to do, what did we accomplish, and where did we get interrupted? You know, how come didn't hit the targets that we went after.
Yeah, I think it could be a meeting where none of our butts hit a chair, honestly. You know, it's just like, here it is, you know, this is where we are, what do we need to do, and, you know, what do y'all need help from me on, you know, that kind of thing.
Exactly. So what that will do is it will have the entire team focused on execution. Because, look, you're going to get distracted, you know, on a daily basis. So this will keep it, you know, kind of focused that, you know, in as much as I got these distractions, this is what we really have to do to execute, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I made a note, and I'm going to kind of create one just for you all. Okay?
Thank you.
And I'll look forward to receiving your agenda for your upcoming meeting, looking at that and, you know, making some comments, you know, for you. Okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
So you all have a rest of a wonderful rest of the week. It's always good to be with you. Like the progress that we're making, and it's going to continue to accelerate. So you take care, and we'll chat with you soon. And, you know, Kelly, we may be touching base on a one-off basis after I receive your agenda.
Sounds good. Thanks, Curtis. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Curtis. Have a good day.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.